Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Chris Kugler is the Assistant Professor of Theology and an online program coordinator for theology at Houston Baptist University. His primary teaching focuses on Jesus and Paul in their Second Temple, Jewish and Greco-Roman contexts. He is a part of the School of Christian Thought, a distinguished faculty at Houston Baptist University. Welcome, I guess I should say, Dr. Kugler.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Isn't that doctor this and doctor that? You know, I tell my staff, just call me Jerry, you know.
Well, I tell the other faculty, just call me Dr. Kugler.
So. Well, there are a lot of people who really feel like after earning a doctor, You better call me one.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lot of work. I agree. So tell us about your educational background.
Yeah, I went to a small Christian college in East Tennessee for my undergrad where I studied religion, specialized in Greek and Hebrew languages.
East Tennessee. Johnson City?
A bit of a ways from there in a small town called Cleveland, Tennessee, just outside of Chattanooga.
Sure. Where Church of God's located.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, I went to Lee University, which is in that town,
and had a
wonderful experience there, as I said, doing
some of the best Christian music in America came out of Lee College.
I know, it's unbelievable. Yeah, they're fantastic, and so they were the miniature celebrities around, of which I was not a part.
But
studied religion and did a lot of Greek and Hebrew, and that set me up to do a master's at St. Andrews University in Scotland.
Okay,
where my wife and I were for a year. And then we came back across the pond to Duke University, where I was for a year doing a master's in New Testament, mostly working on the Gospels. And then I went back across the pond again, because it was so much fun, to St. Andrews University to do my PhD and specialized in New Testament, particularly Paul and his letters.
So you just liked all that rain and cold weather in St. Andrews, right?
Something like that. Yeah,
And playing golf every weekend,
The golf and the fish and chips sustain you. So they sustain you. Yeah.
That healthy fish and chips guaranteed to clog your veins. But anyhow, so at St. Andrews, doing the PhD, who is your mentor?
N.T. Wright was my supervisor.
Now, who's that? I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's an obscure scholar from... No. No, he is obviously a former Anglican bishop and prominent New Testament scholar and... an even better mentor and pastoral figure. So
you couldn't ask for a better mentor to be under than N.T. Wright.
I don't think so, no. I wouldn't do it differently. So.
And so have you read his book on the resurrection?
I have, yeah. The big one, The Resurrection of the Son of God, and then Surprised by Hope, which is another one, which was fantastic.
So your PhD thesis was on what?
It was on Paul and the image of God. And so it was on the several places in Paul's letters where he refers to those in Christ being conformed to the image of Christ. And so it was on Paul's, as we say, Christology, basically, and soteriology, but the view of Jesus and of the way in which we're saved by being conformed to his image.
And so the word image in Greek is what?
Is eikon.
And eikon. Which, how do we transliterate that?
Okay, E-I-K... O, probably with the line over the top, because it's a hard O and then an N.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And
from which we get our word icon.
Yes. Yes. And so you finished your PhD at St. Andrews in what year?
This year. Yeah, this year. Early this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Very recently. Yeah. Very, very recently.
And then how?
I submitted it last year. Had a few minor revisions to make. And so.
And what was your wife doing when you were doing all this day and night study?
Yeah, the word is suffering.
So yes.
No, she was busy herself. So she was getting her PhD, which is a put him through. So she was getting her PhD. And
many a wife has gotten that degree.
That's right. So she was working hard. She had a really neat job at the Old Course Hotel, which sits on the famous Old Course golf course
in San Diego.
Yeah, I've been there. Okay, so she was very involved there and worked there for a couple of years. Really loved it.
Yeah,
and so that's basically what she was doing, and now she's an administrator for a social media marketing company. But yeah, she keeps herself very busy. So.
So it's a long way from Cleveland, Tennessee. Is that
that's right? Right? That's right.
To St. Andrews,
very long way,
and the culture is a little different.
Absolutely. St. Andrews was a bit of a shock because, see, the bit of was a Scottish. It's a Scottishism I picked up. I haven't shaken
it. I can hear it coming out,
man. I haven't shaken it. But it was a shock. Cleveland is a typical, beautiful, small, southeastern United States town. And St. Andrews was an even smaller but very rigorous academic environment, the likes of which I had never been in.
Absolutely.
I'd spent time at Duke, obviously, but Duke, you know, Durham-Raleigh's a big area, so it's not a small area. So St. Andrews is a very gorgeous, concentrated coastal town where there's not much else to do but read your books and go eat fish and chips. So play some golf.
Exactly.
So it was a very different environment.
And so how did you end up at HBU? Because didn't Paul Sloan go to St. Andrews?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah, we were very good friends. Still are good friends. Yeah. So we haven't fallen out yet since I've been here. But
he's a great young man.
Oh, he is a very bright young scholar and great guy. And so we knew each other at St. Andrews. And as unusual as it is, my wife and I moved back to Houston before the job was offered.
Why Houston?
We wanted to be closer to her family for various personal reasons as I finished. And so I had spoken to Mark Lanier, I'd spoken to Mark Lanier about perhaps using the Lanier Theological Library in Willowbrook and working out of there for a year. And I had been there for about 8 months finishing my degree when HBU amazingly posted a job offering. And so it was just an amazing coming together of things right there, which was just fantastic. So that's how it came about. And I had a couple of interviews and here I am.
Well, we are delighted to have you. And when I look at young guys like you and Paul Sloan, I just think, you know, this is really the hope of the future. We live in an age, unfortunately, of such shallowness in Christianity. And for those of us who really look at the Bible more as a book to be studied than just read. It's difficult to sometimes sit and listen to just what I would call a Tony Robbins talk.
Yeah.
When there's such rich truth in the Word of God just waiting to be explained.
Yeah, I think there's a fear there on a part of pastors, and I was in youth ministry myself, so I'm not completely unfamiliar with it, that when you go into the rich, dynamic, contours of scripture that it will bore people to death. So you might as well stand up on the stage and give them a quick 5-10 minute self-help talk. But actually, we all know by experience that sustains us about until lunch. And so it is these rich, deep, historic, theological views of God and humans in the world, which might not always elicit applause from the audience, but which sustain people for their whole lives, and not just people, but families, communities, cultures, countries, the world.
Absolutely. Now, you are an assistant professor of theology in the School of Christian Thought. And so you're teaching undergraduates, I assume.
I teach undergraduates and I teach graduates, thankfully. So that's a lot of fun, different dynamics of undergraduate, larger classes, surveys, and classes which whatever a person's major they need to take, and specialized upper-level classes where I can go on and on about this or that soapbox. And so that's fun too.
What I love about Robert Sloan is that he really attracts what I would call real scholars. I mean, there's a lot of Christian universities, and again, I don't want to be disparaging of Christian universities, but you know, where you say, who's the scholar? Do you know any names hit you? And a lot of Christian universities, you might name one or two. You come to HBU and you can just name scholar after scholar after scholar. And, you know, Dr. Sloan is a scholar. Obviously, you draw like kind, but there are scholars in this School of Christian Thought, aren't there?
Yeah. Aside from myself, the School of Christian Thought's a very impressive place. And so, no, it is fantastic. And it makes HBU, I remember seeing the job posted online and reading over the kind of material which is given about the university, about the School of Christian Thought. And I was so, I remember going home to tell my wife after I had applied that it was the only application with the application materials that I had filled out that I left actually inspired. Mm-hmm. And so I was very excited. It is a unique place in which one can participate in, celebrate, talk about the historic cardinals of the Christian faith, participate in those, and nevertheless be very, very serious scholars. I mean, we've got people every year giving papers at the most bona fide mm-hmm. conferences in the country and in the wider world. And it's an exciting place to be where we don't meet a fork in the road which says serious scholarship or Christian faith. So we're trying to do both all the time, and we think that both are enriched by the other.
And indeed, you're right, because that is the atmosphere that distinguishes Houston Baptist University. It's the very reason that God is going to continue to raise this university up to be a national university. And I see in the future an international university. We sit here in the fourth largest city at the intersection of the world. I said in a previous podcast, every day nearly 2,000 flights leave this city per day and take you literally anywhere you want to go in the world, almost nonstop. Now, Chris, it also says that you're the online program coordinator for theology. And when you use that word online, you really get me going, because I believe in residential education, but I also know that even in Houston alone, for us to grow, we have to go digital.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, residential education is fantastic. No one would or should put that down. It presents its unique challenges, just like digital e-learning education presents its challenges. But it also presents, like residential education, its unique opportunities to be in touch constantly in a way in which is not customary for residential classes. So in residential classes, you do get the face-to-face, which is fantastic and is irreplaceable in a way. But nevertheless, the personal touch of Skype calls, which are not uncommon in the e-learning environment in which we inhabit, the amazing technologies which allow us to, when I grade a student's paper, for example, on my computer, I have a software which allows them to see a feed of my computer, and I actually walk them through
sure.
why I'm making decisions.
Sure.
And so the e-learning environment presents its fresh challenges as well as its fresh opportunities. And it reflects HBU's vision, I think, to reach a wider audience. Why not?
Well, and of course, you know, this week in Seattle, Amazon opened a store that, I mean, how many times have we all been there where you're in line and there's this wonderful checkout person who maybe is new or moves slow? And, you know, candidly, the few times I get punished to go to the grocery store, I primarily look for a young student who's running the checkout. And because I know many of them are very quite fast, and I watch how fast they're, then I get in that line. But here's Amazon opening a store that you don't exchange cash. There is no checkout. And the minute you walk in, you're just bringing your phone and waving it by. Yeah. And they're dialing in on you and your credit card they already have. And you pick up what you want, you put it in a bag, and you walk out. And I'm sitting here thinking, now, if Jeff Bezos and his people can think of that, and they don't have the message of eternal life, they don't have the Pauline theology that can change a person's life, you know, mirrored from a man who went through great adversity and then martyred him for Christ, why shouldn't we be students of the most cutting-edge digital strategy to teach this truth?
Yeah, why not? And we should. And I think there is this constant fear. I love books. I get it. I like old dusty books. I like the way they smell. I like the way it feels when you flip through pages. But nevertheless, as long as we're wise philosophically, theologically, methodologically about how we use technology, about the numerous technologies which have been built precisely for e-learning in the past 10 years, as long as we're wise and we think through how can we use these in an e-learning environment to facilitate not just a good individual learning experience, but group learning as well. That there's no reason why we shouldn't be using those. We shouldn't be excited about that. We shouldn't be learning to use them more.
Now, HBU Online is expanding as we sit here today, and we have an entire team, two very capable leaders, Dr. Jay Spencer and Dr. Steve Peterson, who came from the online world in a very, you know, rich capacity. So explain what it means when you're the online program coordinator for theology.
Yeah. What it basically means is not only do I build a lot of the online courses, which go into our platform, which is called Blackboard, and then students access that, and that's the means by which they get materials and assignments and directions and so on. It also means, and by the way, other people do that as well. It's not just me that does that, though I do a lot of it. It also means that I oversee, in a loose capacity, there are more senior faculty that I don't have a strong hand on, but I oversee a lot of the goings-on of online instruction, and I'm expected to do that. That's part of the reason I was brought on.
Now, it's interesting. I mean, why you? You must have had some interest in online.
Well, I was asked early on if I was interested. So I had already taught online before. I had done it for a couple of years when I was still doing my PhD. I had taught online for Westminster Theological Center, which is an evangelical university in the United Kingdom, a small university in the United Kingdom. I had done it, and I had loved it. I mean, I went in myself pretty skeptical about the e-learning environment, honestly, that can we really facilitate a great, rich, rigorous learning experience? And my experience through that experience was that, yes, indeed, you can, as long as you harness the resources in the right way and you do it thoughtfully. And in light of that, when HBU offered the position to be almost exclusively online, they were, I think, maybe a bit surprised that I was so enthusiastic about it, because so many people do think, actually, is that a great idea? And I think that it can be a great idea as long as it's thoughtfully done. And it's done with a methodology of how to facilitate a great learning environment.
Now, what online theological courses is HBU offering?
Almost any topic which you could come up with. So we teach survey courses, intro to the New Testament, intro to the Old Testament. We teach Christian ethics, Christian history and theology, Christian tradition. We teach introduction to theological topics like the study of Jesus, the study of salvation, the study of justification. We teach special topics online, the study of the Holy Spirit and the Gospel of John or whatever. So anything which a person could take at almost any higher education environment in the country residentially, we have those available online. And if they're not online right now, and they probably are, they'll be online very, very soon.
And we're talking about HBU Online and this incredible expansion that's taking place right now, a dramatic expansion. I mean, 1,007 residential courses are offered at HBU, and there will be a time where those courses will be equivalent online, and potentially in the future, even beyond that. Now, theology, the study of theology, so T-H-E-O, God, theos, right? And I always think back to J.I. Packer's book, Knowing God, and I think back to the burdens people go through because they don't know God. Can you address that for us?
Yeah. Was it A.W. Tozer, I think, that said the most important thing about a person is what they think about God. And I think that's right. What kind of being, if any, a person, holds the whole universe in his hands and has originated this universe and world history and our places within it and is drawing that universe to some kind of climax. What you think about that being determines a lot about you. You might think that your worldview is neutral. You might think that you've innocently come up with your view of the world and what the value of life, the value of humans, what life is all about, but you probably haven't. You've imbibed that from somewhere. You've constructed that from somewhere. In the Christian faith, of course, we think that not only the truest, not only the most real, the deepest, but also the richest and densest and the most life-giving way to live is to construct, to drink in, to live within a theology in which the God reflected in Christ is what you mean and think and pray by the word God. And that's why theology is so important, that if the figure which takes the place of God in your worldview, the way you think about the whole universe, is not the God reflected in Christ, then the Christian faith would say and think that that is going to be destructive for you and for the world around you.
Couldn't agree anymore. We're talking to Dr. Chris Kugler, and we are so overjoyed. He's a part of our team here at Houston Baptist University, assistant professor of theology and online program coordinator for theology, a PhD from St. Andrew. It didn't get any better than that. And to have a mentor like N.T. Wright, who I know Dr. Sloan has the highest admiration and friendship with, both he and Sue, with Mr. and Mrs. Wright. I mean, it's just really an honor to have you a part of our team.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So pleased to be here.
So you don't have any fish and chips now?
No. It's one of those things. It's one of those things like New Yorkers or Chicagoans with pizza. You just don't have it anywhere else, right? You just don't have it anywhere else.
Chris, we want you to know that we want to invite everybody to check out all the theological academic offerings at the HBU School of Christian Thought. You can do that by going to hbu.edu/Christian Thought. And you'll see an array of scholars, an array of programs. I mean, you have seen them on Think About It, and there are many more that, as of yet, will be coming to talk to us. You can also call admissions and just ask some simple questions, any question, 281-649-3211, 281-649-3211. Chris, tell me, as you move forward, your teaching here now, how is there an excitement growing here at HBU?
Oh, I think so, very much so. I mean, I think already the world-class faculty, which the School of Christian Thought has, generates its own excitement. And a lot of those faculty, to put a plug in for it again, do teach online classes as well. They're not all residential.
Right.
It's fantastic. And it's only getting better, I think. And so that generates its own excitement. The collegiality among the faculty, we have fun. I mean, we have fun. And we have lively, agreed on all of the central things which you would hope that we would agree on, but lively debate and conversation. And it's an energetic place to be. So each day in the office is fun. I'm excited about that. And I'm very excited about the increasing the online offerings. It's really going to be exciting to see how some of these, not just the big surveys, but the specialty classes that are offered online and will be of interest to people. And so that's exciting too.
We're glad you came along. We look forward to following you here at HBU, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.